This is his flat. Bloody hell. Not even 30 and he could afford the rent on this place. Plus the plasma screen TV, enormous leather sofa, high-end stereo system, paintings on every wall. We're in the wrong job, Benetti.
Yes, boss, said the sergeant. But we're not dead.
A smile played with the edge of Paris's lips. For his assistant, that was almost deep.
True,
he said. Glass half full, eh?
What glass, boss?
Paris's smile disappeared, about as deep as a puddle. Discussions around philosophy would have to wait until he found someone who could spell it, or even spell puddle.
Never mind, he said. We've arrested somebody from the mystic world. Yes, boss. Bang to rights he was, too.
So you said.
Where is he?
Benetti gestured towards a door on the other side of the room.
In the kitchen.
Paris moved to go, then paused.
More important question. What is he?
He's a dwarf, replied the sergeant.
The inspector nodded.
Good.
At least it's not some new kind of weirdness. It's someone the same as we've dealt with before.
Well, said Benetti, he is the same, only different.
What do you mean? Is he like a 3-meter-tall dwarf?
No, boss. He's as little as all the others. He's just different.
Paris gave Benetti a disparaging look. He set off across the room, stepping carefully around the dead body and the crime lab boys. Never mind philosophy. Trying to get sense out of his sergeant was bad enough. What the hell was he on about now? Over the past few weeks, they'd met plenty of dwarves and their menfolk were much of a muchness, short and stocky, with a thick mop of hair, plus a big, bushy beard. The ones who lived in the magic world wore leather tunics above their breeches, while those who had moved to this world preferred hoodies with the sleeves cut off. That fashion quirk aside, they were all more or less identikit. Until now. The suspect was sitting at the kitchen table, with his legs dangling in the air. He did indeed seem to be the appropriate height, with the usual barrel chest and muscular arms, except that his beefy body sported an enormous gold medallion on top of a white Armani t-shirt. His hair lay hidden beneath a back-to-front baseball cap, and his beard had been trimmed into a goatee. Paris stood in the kitchen doorway, weighing up this strange apparition. He knew dwarves loved to party. He didn't know they did fancy dress. The suspect looked up.
Yo, he shouted. It's the main man!
Paris narrowed his eyes. The standard lilting dwarf voice had been swapped for something much louder and more aggressive, and which was doing a really bad impression of a Los Angeles gang member.
I beg your pardon, he said. It's the inspector, innit?
Bellowed the dwarf.
Give me 5, bro!
He grinned, holding up his right hand to be slapped. His handcuffs meant the left arm had to come up as well, hanging in the air like an unwilling participant. Paris eyed the chunky digits warily, keeping his own hands fixed down by his side. They were certainly not joining in.
Right, he said. I haven't got the foggiest idea what you're talking about, and I'm pretty sure you don't either. So can we have a proper conversation using proper sentences?
The dwarf lowered his arms. He stared at the tabletop.
Sorry, Mr. Parrots, he mumbled.
Paris felt a quiet sense of satisfaction. Being the man who stopped the demons earned him recognition and a fair amount of respect from all mystical creatures, even if this particular one still had the usual irritating dwarven habit of mispronouncing his surname. He stepped into the kitchen, nodding a greeting to the constable on guard duty as he surveyed the area. The immaculate white work surfaces were as expensive and gadget-filled as the living room. Definitely in the wrong job, he decided. He sat down opposite the suspect, resting his arms on the table.
I'm Inspector Paris, he said, as you obviously know. And you are?
The dwarf raised his head.
Dirk, he replied. Dirk Stone Smasher.
Okay, Dirk. I need to ask you what happened.